All the articles you have come to love in Equus Magazine are now available in this podcast, Equus on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Equus on Audio to subscribe on your favorite podcast player, and you'll never miss an article.
You can enjoy your favorite equine videos all in one place with Ride TV, the ultimate equine streaming platform. The newly relaunched Ride TV has all the series you love, like Mini Horses and Ridiculous Ranches, plus top-tier training videos and event footage from Horse and Rider On Demand and BarrelRacing.com. Live the action, learn from the pros, love the stories. Subscribe to Ride TV today for only $19.99 to see where your ride takes you. Visit RideTVGo.tv to subscribe.
This article was posted on March 27, 2024. It was written by Christine Barricat and is titled, Study Reveals Preferences for Extreme Equine Head and Neck Shapes. A slight but significant human tendency to prize extremes in equine head and neck shapes may have negative implications for horses, according to Australian researchers. Overflexion of the neck, also called rocker, is a welfare concern in some disciplines of riding. The welfare issues surrounding the position of horses' heads and necks in some disciplines such as dressage and reining are well known, says Georgina Casper, a PhD candidate at the University of Sydney. Of particular concern is the practice of hyperflexion, also called rocker, which forces the horse's neck into an extremely arched position, sometimes for extended periods. The issue extends beyond training, Casper continues. There is also a concern that breeding choices that produce foals which have a certain look or a type might negatively affect a horse's athletic ability and general health. With those concerns in mind, Casper and her colleagues decided to survey Australians about their preferences for particular equine head and neck shapes and positions. Respondents were asked to choose their ideal shape from a series of silhouettes representing various facial profiles, straight, concave, convex, ear lengths and positions, neck shapes, thick, thin, crested, straight, and head and neck positions, low, high, arched. There were no correct answers among these choices, says Casper. Head and neck shape varies widely among horses, she says. The silhouettes at either end of each category were quite extreme, however, I have certainly found these shapes to exist within the horse population. The respondents also provided demographic data and described their level of experience with horses. In all, 1,234 responses were collected. When they tabulated the results, the researchers discovered that people generally preferred intermediate equine head shapes and profiles, but a small but notable proportion of people opted for extremes. I think we expected that most people would be drawn to the neutral or intermediate shape, says Casper. However, it is worth acknowledging that although those that chose the extreme were in the minority, they were there. For instance, 57% of respondents preferred the intermediate neck shape, but 38% preferred a thicker-than-typical neck. One of our questions when we undertook this study was whether we were inherently drawn to thicker necks or whether it was something that, through experience, we learned to like, says Casper. Research has shown that sale horses in magazines are presented with an arched neck, and we know that in the show ring-cresty necks are favored. We know that many horses in ancient art are often portrayed with very crested, arched necks. Perhaps this signifies power and speed in the same way. Casper says the fact that experienced respondents preferred thicker necks compared to those that didn't own or ride horses warrants further investigation. With regard to head shape, 58% of respondents choose an intermediate profile, while 28% preferred a more concave shape. Differences were slightly less pronounced when it came to ear size. 51% of respondents choose the intermediate length, while longer ears were preferred by 43% and smaller ears by 6%. It is probably only a minority of people who may be breeding for some of these extremes, says Casper. For the most part, the horse is bred for a functional athletic ability. It is when we start to breed for a certain type that cannot meet this athletic ability due to conformation that we need to be concerned. One particularly encouraging finding of the study, says Casper, is that only 7% of respondents preferred a head and neck position classified as behind the vertical, meaning the horse's neck was excessively bent to tuck his nose toward his chest. Respondents who classified themselves as novice horsemen were 1.8 times more likely to choose this headset. The remaining 93% preferred a more natural head and neck carriage considered in front of the vertical. Further research could explore the origins of these preferences and whether they do actually impact on riding decisions, says Casper.